The singer Layla Hathaway's first record was back in 1969. She couldn't talk yet, wasn't even a year old, but that's her wailing on her father's single, The Ghetto. Did I mention that her dad was Donnie Hathaway? You probably know Donnie from his soul duets with Roberta Flack, like Where Is the Love and The Closer I Get to You. One of the most promising talents of his generation, Hathaway suffered from depression for much of his life and committed suicide in 1979 at age 33. Donnie's daughter, Layla, has had her own career in contemporary R&B and just released her sixth solo album. But as Eddie Robinson discovered, she is still coming to terms with her burden of the past.
Layla's father was a soul music legend, and her mother was a singer too. So it's hard to believe that she originally had other aspirations.
I wanted to be a magician, and I am a magician. I used to tell my mother, I want to be a magician. And she'd say, no, baby, you want to be a musician. And I'd say, no, I want to do magic tricks. I wanted to act. I paint.
But maybe it was inevitable that the daughter would follow in her father's footsteps. Her husky alto even sounds a bit like Donnie. And so in 1990, Layla put out her debut album while she was still a student at the Berklee School of Music.
Bling, bling.
Early on, Layla seemed to tiptoe around her father's legacy, but eventually she began singing on other musicians' covers of Donny Hathaway songs, with artists like Take Six, Pete Escovedo, Kirk Whalum. Then in 2008, she co-wrote a song about her father called Little Girl.
Daddy, in that big old sky, ran fast, maybe too fast sometimes. Always there, always there, right here, yeah. Pain and glory on my death and die.
I say daddy in that big old sky, and people think in the sky. And I really mean in his hat, because he called his hat his sky. And I think a lot of people miss that. But he used to say, I gotta get my sky. That was his hat. And I love that lyric because my dad did absolutely run fast.
Well, Donnie was funny. He was hilariously funny. And believe it or not, Layla has some of that same humor.
That's Eulalia Hathaway, Layla's mom.
But I guess the main thing was when he was well, he was quite a pleasant person to be around. And as I said before, he was funny, very caring. She was basically daddy's little girl.
Donnie Hathaway was also a hugely gifted musician who suffered from serious depression. In his 20s, he was a writer, arranger, and conductor. But he couldn't quite make it big on his own and was frustrated with his career. His final solo album incorporated Latin jazz, blues, gospel, and honky-tonk. His daughter Layla thinks that music industry pressure to fit in probably contributed to his state of mind. She's felt that pressure herself.
I think that there is a pressure within the industry to compartmentalize things, particularly with soul music. And the shame is that soul music informs so much other music. As a black woman, if I make a record right now that doesn't have any rap on it, or the drum beat is not a particular pattern, then it doesn't fit on a hip-hop station. So then where does it go? It goes to maybe a smooth jazz station, or maybe it goes to the classic art. I mean, there's two or three places you can go. So I think there is a pressure to commercially do what the most people would like you to do. I think as artists, sometimes we struggle because we want to do many things.
In your mind, Ms. Hathaway, why? Why do you think Donnie left us the way he did?
Well, you know what? I'm from the old school saying of what will be, but maybe it was to make room for her. Who knows?
It's weird. I don't really have a lot of memory. I was 10 years old when he died. One time I played Japan in 1991 or 1992, and this man came. He was probably 50 years old, little Japanese man with a suit on, and he sat really stoically in the middle of the room. And I started singing Someday Will I Be Free, and he, for the whole rest of the show, had all of my father's vinyl records in plastic, and each song would change and he would move a record. And he sat there and cried the whole show.
Take
like, this dude to come to my show and bring those records. I signed them for him and we took pictures and everything. And he never even really spoke. But that it had touched him that much from that far away in another language altogether that many years ago. It's a really fond memory for me. It is really a testament of how much my dad really, really meant to people, you know, even people that could not understand the words.
And now, for the first time in 20 years, Layla has decided to record one of her father's songs on her own album, Where It All Begins. She sings, "You Were Meant for Me." It was the last single Donnie released before his death.
I knew I wanted to cover one of my dad's tunes for this record because the record is about my beginnings as a musician, as an artist, as a beginning. And that song, for me, best fit the color of the whole record.
'Cause you'll always be the one.
It seems like Layla can finally be her own person and be her father's daughter.
I would like to believe that my name is a brand that is like a 30-year-long brand that my father really started and that I am carrying on, so that when you hear that name, you don't even care what it is. Is it a country record or operatic record? Is she doing show tunes? That you don't care, that you get it, period. You have to have that.
And perhaps her dad's tragic life can give a deeper perspective on fame and success.
There's an aspect of my father which is lost because he was paranoid schizophrenic. So I don't think that he was sitting around really consumed with whether or not he was an iconic figure. I think he was dealing with whatever was going on inside of his head. But I do think a lot of artists, you know, we want to be iconic. We want a million people to love us. We want the Lady Gaga career. But generally speaking, we're just moving forward. We're just kind of trying to keep it moving and keep the train on the track.
For Studio 360, I'm Eddie Robinson.
I will always love you. Layla Hathaway's new record is called Where It All Begins.